We learned to Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. The Gemara is referring back to the Mishnah that in Din Nefashas Maschilim Min Atzad, and in and in all other Dinei Torah Maschilim Min Agor. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav is the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon, and the world. So he says, I was present when Rebbe's Bezdin took a vote. And I was a Talmud, and they started Menachotin. And it wasn't dealing the Foshas, it was Shar Dvarim. So the Gemara tells over the story. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, isn't that against the Mishnah of Hanan, Maschilim, and Agorul Tanan? So it's in the Mishnah, that any case other than dealing the Foshas, yes, the biggest Talmud Chacham to express his opinion first. So why did Rabbi Yudah Hanasi ask Rab to express his opinion first? He was the youngest. He was the Talmud. So the Gemara says, Shani Minyana Debei Rebbe, Kula Minyana Min Atzad Havim Aschel. Rebbe was so humble, he didn't want to voice his opinion first. The Gemara says in the end of Saita, Rebbe was known for his humility. The Gemara says, Mishemes Rebbe Botla Novo. The last Gemara in Saita. Mishemes Rebbe Botla Novo. Then the Gemara says Rebbe was also very wealthy. Okay. The Torah Gdula B'machamechon. All I got. Then the Gemara says he skipped about 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Nefashas Maschilim Min Atzad. How do you know Minah Hanimili? Where is the Mokher for that? That didn't Nefashas has to be Maschilim Min Atzad. The Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, Losana Al Riv, and there's a Kriya Ksiv, because the word is missing, the Ksiv is missing a Yud. The Kriya is Losan al Riv, and the Ksiv is Losan al Rav. So, what does that mean? What does it mean? Losan al Riv, Losan al Rav. So, we pointed out when we learned the Mishnah on Lamed Beis that the Mishnah Melech has a little contrast that's called Derech Mitzvah Secho, where he has comments, Heoris, on the Minyan HaMitzvahs. He lists off what are the differences between the Rambam and the Ramban in Minyan HaMitzvahs, what are the differences between the Chinuch and the Rambam, and so on. And here and there, Asmag, he has light comments. And that Kuntras, Derech Mitzvah Secha, he points out that there seems to be a fundamental Machlok Sarishanim here. What's the Pshat and the Pasuk? Losana, Rashi, and the later Svarim point out, later Achranim point out, that there seems to be a contradiction in Rashi. Because Rashi here writes, Losan al Rav, Ksiv, below Yud, it's a Kriya Ksiv. The Mashma, Lo Tachlak al Amuflush al Abezn, you're not allowed to be Cholak on him. So if the biggest Hamachochim will express his opinion first, in the case of Din Nefoshes, no one will be allowed to disagree with him. So that's why we don't want him to say first. He may say Chayiv, and everyone will be obligated to say the same as him. So Rashi here seems to learn that he's not allowed to be cholak on the Gadol. Rashi on the Mishnah seems to have learned just the reverse. Losana al Rav, you interpret it as if it were written Losana al, even though it's Losana al Riv, you interpret it as if it were written Losana al Rav, means you're not allowed to withhold your opinion. You have to be cholak on the Rav. And we're afraid he may violate the din, he may withhold his opinion, he may say out of embarrassment, he may want to. May want to say exactly the same as the biggest Talmud Chacham. But Rabbi Rashi says, Fakir, that is the din. You're not allowed to be cholak on the Rav. Not that we're afraid that he may not want to be cholak on the Rav. So that the steer in the Rashi is a machlokes harishonim that the Mishlam Melech pointed out. So that's why it's maschilim and atzad. Either because we're afraid he's going to give in to the Gadol Lechiyuv, or because the din requires that you have to give in to the Gadol. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk Losan on Rav. Then Rabbi Bar Bochana Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, he has another pasuk. That, what is this story over here? What does Rashi say? Who is this? This was a story about Rabbi Achiti. Rabbi Achiti was a Moribim Malchus. Moribim Malchus, the Rambam writes, is Rishus Lamelech Lahorgoy. If the Melech wants to, he's allowed to kill him. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. It's not a Chiyav Misa. He has Rishus. If he wants to, he has the right to kill him. There's a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos where the Rambam Adobala Soloveitchik pointed out, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos sounds like he says that there's a difference between Morid B'Malchus in general as opposed to Morid B'Malchus Beis David. The Morid B'Malchus Beis David is Chayiv Misa. It's not that it's Rishus B'Yad HaMelech L'Horgoy, it's a Chayiv Misa. But anyway, here was it was David HaMelech, so Ori Achiti was a Morid B'Malchus. So the Gemara says they would don him. They had a Sanhedrin at 23. And David HaMelech expressed his opinion at the end, even though they assumed David HaMelech was the greatest Talmid Chacham in the group. It's a Melitza, means each one should express his opinion whether he's Chayv Misa. Each one expressed his opinion. And the one who spoke less, that's a Melitza, means he said he was the last one to speak. So you see that at the end of the Foshes, the Gadol expresses his opinion last. So Tosfos has a kasha. There's an important Tosfos, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Tosfos quotes from the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yudalad that the Gemara says that a Morid B'Malchus lo tzarech l'boy l'medayne. You don't need a din Torah. Morid B'Malchus l'boy l'medayne. So if l'boy l'medayne, how can the Gemara say over here that pshat in the pasuk is that they established the Sanhedrin at 23 and they followed all the rules and regulations? That Maschilim in Akotin, and the greatest Talmid Chacham expresses his opinion last. Tosfos says, you need a Masa Matan, you have to be Mevarer. You have to be Mekabaleidus that the fellow was Morid B'Malchus. You have to be Mevarer. Does the Melech have a status of a Melech? Did the guy really do an act of Morid B'Malchus? Once you establish the facts, then the Melech has a right to kill him without a Gemar Din. But first you have to have the Kabbalah Seder, the Bir HaMaisim. That's what Tosfos answers. Yesh Loimar, Tosfos says, about 10 lines into the Tosfos. The line below where it says Megillah Daf Yudalet, there it says, Morid B'Malchus Lo Boy L'Medayne. You don't need a Gemar Din of a Bezen. So Tosfos says, you don't need a Gemar Din. Yesh Loimar. Lo Boy L'Medayne Kishar Chavi Mises. Ela L'Kabbalahidus V'Leidim Hu Morid B'Malchus. You have to be Mekabaleidus to be Mevar the facts of the case. You have to discuss, does the Melech have a Din HaMelech? Is this activity that Uriah did, was that an act of Morid B'Malchus or not? But then once you Mevar the facts of the case, then the Melech has the right to kill him. If he wants to, you don't need a Gemar Din, so you don't have to postpone till tomorrow. The Din of Don Bayom, and you need Halonis HaDin for tomorrow, that's only if you need a Gemar Din, Lechiyu. Morid B'Malchus does need a Gemar Din, so you can kill him the same day, but first you have to be Mevar the facts. When you have, so you see from this Tosfos, Rav Soloveitchik singled out this Tosfos, he thought it was important, that there's a special halacha, Masa Matna of Din in the Foshes, even if you're not going to lead up to a Gemar Din of Din in the Foshes. The Gemar Din, you don't need a Gemar Din. Rishus Piyar HaMelech Lahargoy, but you still need a Masa Matna of Din in the Foshes, Kabbalah Seder Spifnei Chav Gimel, and so on. Okay, then the Gemara has a din of Rav, Omar Rav, about 6-7 lines on the bottom. Shoyna Odom la Talmid of Adonim Abedin and Nefashis. We have a case of din and Nefashis, and some of the people on the Bezin, one is a Rebbe, some are Talmidim of his. So the Rebbe tells the Talmidim what the din is. They didn't know it before. The Rebbe tells them what the din is. He has a tradition. And then they all join together and they vote that the guy's Chayiv Misa. Is that fair? They didn't know the din. And the Rebbe told them the din. So the Rebbe has 5 votes. He said Chayiv Misa, and he tells the 4 students. And they swallow everything. They believe everything that the Rebbe says. So he says a chiddush that it counts as 5 votes. But the Talmidim don't have their own independent opinion on the matter. They're just bumpkin off. They just parrot over what the Rebbe said. So that's what the Gemara asked the Kasha Meisve. Shoyna Olal Talmidim, V'danim Abedin in the Foshes. The Talmud counts together with the Rebbe as 2 votes, and you can give the guy an Einish Misa. If you have a Rav of Shnaim, you're going to give him an Einish Misa based on the fact that the Rebbe told his 4 students, that makes 5 of us. But it's only 1 vote. It's only 1 guy said all the information. So Gemara says, Meisvi, we have a Tosefta that seems to contradict it. The Tosefta draws a distinction between Ataris Vatumas, Tumavatar means Isa Veheter, Shaila and Isa Veheter. Let's say you don't really need 23. You don't need three. You don't need any. If you have one Talmud Chacham, you can ask him the Shaila. But if you have a Machloikis, then you have to follow the Reif. So if you have an issue of Tumah V'Tari, Sivahetar, Shaila Yerideya, Eben Ezer, whatever, Arachayim, so then Ho'ovah B'no, Rabbi Talmido, the son learned by his father, Talmidim learned by their Rebbe, and of course they're going to say exactly the same as their Rebbe. But they're here in the city, so they count as five different votes. The Rebbe with the four Talmidim, or the father with the four sons, they count as five different votes. Even though it boils down to one person's opinion, and the Talmidim will follow him. Masha'ini Kain, if it's a case, Dini Mamanis, Dini Nefashis, Dini Makas, Kivshachodesh Ibrashana, where Rashi explains you need a Bezdin that requires a certain number of people by Isa Beheter, there's no halacha that you need. You need a Meir Hara, you need one Talmud Chacham. The only time you have to take a vote if there's a Machlekes. One Talmud Chacham says one way, the other disagrees. So then we say, okay, we don't even use a Lashem. We're not going to put together a Bezdin. We'll see what all the Rabbanim have to say, and we'll follow the consensus. So by Tumah V'Tara, where there's no minimum number of a Bezdin required, so then the count says five different votes. Ha'ovah b'novah rabba talmida. But whenever the halacha requires, the imamnis needs a Bezdin of three, the Farshas needs a Bezdin of 23, Kiddush HaChodesh needs also three, and so on, Ibashana, you need 3, 5, 7, then Ha'ovah b'novah rabba talmida ma'am lahem elo echad. These are shayla exactly. What's the difference? What's the difference? The Mincha Saluza, the Minkacha, has a tshuva about this. What if you're making a Heta Meir Rabbanim? That there's a Chemder Rabbeinu Gershom that a man is not allowed to take a second wife unless you have a difficult situation. Let's say the wife is at an insane asylum, or the wife is not well, absolutely not well. She can't function, and the fella wants to be married, needs a wife to take care of him or whatever. He wants to have companionship, and his wife doesn't function at all. So then, in rare instances, you have a Bezdin investigate. Three Rabbanim investigate the whole case. They write it up, and they send it out in the mail. Or years ago, the husband used it. Years ago, they didn't have mail. So the husband who wanted a Heta would go travel around from city to city, and he would get another 97 Rabbanim to agree with the first three Rabbanim. They would sign on that they're all Maskim. So that's known as a Heta Meir Rabbanim. They say that when the Rabbeinu Gershom made the Cherem, Shalom Lisa Isha Alishtai, so he incorporated that line in the Cherem. He said, you're not allowed to take a second wife unless a Bezdin of 100 Rabbanim, unless 100 Rabbanim will say that it's fair, that he should take a second wife. So there you need 100. So would you say, let's say the Rebbe and the four Talmidim live in five different cities. But the Rebbe taught the Talmidim everything that they know. So, of course, they're going to say the exact same thing as the Rebbe. They learned everything by the Rebbe. So that they only count as one because you need 100 votes. So over here, the Rebbe with the four Talmidim only count as one. But he's saying, no, it's not a Bezdin over here. You need 100 Rabbanim to agree. That's the question. What's the difference between the first line in the Tosefta and the next line? Because Mamanis and the Fashis and Malkis and Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibrashan, you need a number, a minimum number, so Heta Meir Rabbanim, you need 100. So the father with the four sons, or the Rebbe with the four Talmidim, only count as one vote, because they always think everything. They picked everything up from the Rebbe. Or they say, no, what it means is, if it's a Bezdin, so a Bezdin has to have, each person has to have an independent opinion. And over here, the Rebbe and the Talmidim are not independent thinkers. They're saying exactly the same. So if that's the Pshat, the Heta Meir Rabbanim, it's not a Bezdin with 100 Rabbanim. The 100 Rabbanim live in the Arba Kamfasar. They live in Gimel Medinas. In fact, it's required that the Heta Meir Rabbanim should be from Meir Rabbanim from Gimel Medinas. It doesn't have to be 33 from one Medina, 33 from one Medina, 33 from one Medina. But among the 100, they have to be from Gimel Medinas. In different Medinas, people have different perspectives. So we want to make sure that it's really fair that the husband should take another wife. So you have, if it's Meir Rabbanim from Gimel Medinas, so it'll be more of a chance that it'll be reasonable, that it'll be fair, that they're permitting the husband to remarry. In Shulchan Aruch they quote that in Spain, there used to be, let's say in America, you have California and you have New York. People in California think differently from the people in New York. So that's called two different Medinas. So in Chicago, they think differently from New York. It's also called Gimel Medinas, three different Medinas. Because in Shulchan Aruch they quote that Castile and Aragon, I don't know whatever the different sections of Spain are, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes the different sections of Spain, that like states in the United States, difference, I don't know, New York, New Jersey, probably approximately the same. But if it's a state where they have a lot of farms, and a state where they have a lot of factories, and a state where they have a lot of universities, so the people are going to, if their farmers different, think differently from the professors. So you have to have, so that's the Shaila. You need 100 people, you need a minimum number of 100, but it's not that they constitute a bezin over here. So the Menchas Halos is mesupik about that. So getting back, so the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can Rav make such a statement? But the Brisa, the Tosefta says, the Nefashis need 23 votes in the Bezin, and Harav and Talmid only count as the same vote. So the Gemara says, Ateretz, Kikom Rav. When does Rav say that the Rebbe can tell over the Dinim to the Talmidim in the middle of a case? And then the Talmidim, it'll count as five votes, the Rebbe and the four Talmidim, count as five different votes. Kigon Rav Kana, Rav Asi, who were students of Rav. And they were independent thinkers already. They got their smicha, they were independent thinkers, but they didn't know all the old traditions from the earlier generation. So Rav says, I can tell him a din in the middle of the din in the Foshes case. And these two Talmidim of mine, they only need my traditions. The Gemara, the Rav, Havitzvicha, they needed the traditions of Rav. Gemara means traditions. L'svar de Rav la'avitzvicha. They were independent thinkers. They're not going to just parrot over what Rav said. But if they're not even independent thinkers, then they wouldn't count as five different votes in the Foshes and Mamonos. It would only count as the same vote. Okay. Amar Rabba Bo on the third line from the top, he says in the Mishnah, Lamed Beis Amar Alpha, list off Asar Chilukim Shebein Mamonos L'Nefoshes. This, we saw this Gemara when we started the Mishnah, Lamed Beis. And there's a difference, a major difference between nine out of them and the tenth one. The tenth one, the difference between Mamonos is a Bezna of three, Nefoshes is 23. So that even applies to Mesis, and that even applies to Sharaniskal. But the other nine dinim of Hatzolah do not apply to Mesis and do not apply to Sharaniskal. And in Malkitz, it's the reverse. In Malkitz, there's a Machlekes in the first Mishnah, Dav Beis Amin Allah, where in Malkitz Begimel, Malkitz Bechov Gimel, we pask in Malkitz Begimel, based on Psukim. But the nine dinim of Hatzolah do apply to Malkitz, because you have to, Ben Digmar says, Rosh HaRosh, you learn how to Xerashova, that the nine dinim of Hatzolah do apply. So this we know already. The 10 dinim in the Mishnah, 9 are Hatzolah, and the 10th one is just the number of the members of the Bezin. And there are differences in the cases. Okay, Amar Abba, Sarad Varm Yesh Bein Mamas Lafashas, V'kulam, Einogim B'shar Niskol, Chutz Mi'asim Mishlosh, only the number of the Bezin, but the 9 dinim of Hatzolah don't apply. Menor Hanimili Harinor doesn't apply to Shor HaNiskol, because it says, L'Sata Mishpat Avyoncha B'rivoy, you shouldn't administer din in the Fashas based on a simple roiv of echod. You have to have a roiv of shnayim. So it says the pasuk describes the satan mishpat avyoncha berivoy goes on din in the fashas mishpat avyoncha yatamate based on a roiv of echod. Aval atamate mishpat shushar niskal based on a roiv of echod you can't because all the nine dinim of hatzolah don't apply. Fegdig marakasha, is it really true that there are 10? Nine are based on behitzilahu edo and the 10th one is a 23 versus the 3. Asura, they're not really nine. Hatisha have it's only nine. They're not 10 sachakol, nine hatzola and another one. They're only nine sachakol. They're eight about vehitzilu, and the ninth one is 23 versus 3. Why did Rabbi Bo say that there are 10? Frag the Gemara, Asura, why did Rabbi Bo say there are 10? Hatisha have. So the Gemara says, Akasha and Akasha. In the later generation, the Esther Kasha and the Kasha in the earlier generation, Asara Ketoni, what do you mean? The Mishnah lists off 10 differences. There are 9 based on Hatzolah. So why do you say that there are only 8 based on Hatzolah? So the Gemara says, because 2 of the 8 are exactly identical. And for the Gemara, the reason why we ask the Kasha, there are only 9 Sachakol, and 8 of the 9 are Hatzolah. It's not 9 and 1, it's 8 and 1. Mishum Deina Kol Ksherim. Because there are two dinim that are exactly the same. What are the two dinim? You cannot appoint it. Gemara is going to explain later on the daf. you cannot appoint a ger to be a member of a Sanhedrin. Being appointed to serve as a member of Sanhedrin is considered a form of sorora, to be appointed a member of a Sanhedrin. And you're not supposed to appoint a ger to a position of sorora. So that's because the nefashos need 23, they need a Sanhedrin. So that's why a ger cannot be done, the nefashos. And a dinim mamonis, you don't need a Sanhedrin, it's just a bezin. So a bezin, being part of a member of a, being a member of a bezin is not a position of sorora. So that's why a ger can't be done dinim mamonis. So that's what the Gemara says. Why did Rabbi Bo say that there are 10 dinim in the Mishnah, 9 and 1? 2 of the 10 dinim are hainuach, that a ger cannot be done dinim nefashos because he needs a Sanhedrin, and being appointed to a member of Sanhedrin is a form of sorora. So the Gemara says there's one din in the Mishnah, that one additional din that's missing from the Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Bo was alluding to. The Mishnah Taka has only 9, because 2 are identical, but there's a 10th din that's also based on Hatzol. The Gemara says, there's another one that's missing, the Tanya. We have a Braisa, where's this? Okay. We have a Braisa, Eim Hashivim Sahedin Zokin. If a person is very old, and he no longer has patience for little babies, so he loses his sympathy for other people. Sometimes, okay, if he's old and that's his stop, there are some old people who will play with babies, okay. But if he's an old person and he lost his sympathy for others, then he can't have members member of the best. Or a soros, or a person who never had any children. Mishen lo bonim, person never had any children. Rabbi Yehuda Moisef Afachzari, if he seems to be a bitter person, there are people who are bitter. So you can have him judge a case in Dinim Mamonis, because Mamonis, there are two parties involved. So you don't want to have any Rachmanis at all. But you don't want it to be on a bezin of Nefashos or Malkus, because we want to have sympathetic Dayanim, who will feel that you have to give the fellow a break rather than punish him. So those are the... So that's the 10th din that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. That's the 10th din. That's what Rabbi Bo is referring to, the fact that there are 10 dinim. 2 in the Mishnah are identical, so you have 9 in the Mishnah, 8 and 1. One is not Hatzalah, and this is the 9th one that's based on Hatzalah. That we saw. Then the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. Hakok Shem Lodun Dinim Mamanis, Vein Hakok Shem Lodun Dinim Nefashos, Hakol Asui Mai. So the Gemara says, Lasuye Mamzer. A mamzer is kosher to be done dinim mamonis, but it's not kosher to be done dinim nefashos. Why is it not kosher to be done dinim nefashos? Because to be appointed a member of a Sanhedrin, for dinim nefashos in the Sanhedrin ktana, you don't need the Sanhedrin gdola v'ayinala, but you need the Sanhedrin ktana of 23. So to be appointed to be a member of a Sanhedrin, either Sanhedrin gdola or Sanhedrin ktana, that itself is a sorora. And the pasuk says, v'naso itcha b'masa ha'om, Itcha b'doimim loch. So what does it mean, b'doimim loch? The Gemara has a few psukim. V'siyatzu shamimach. So one of the psukim says, v'siyatzu shamimach, b'doimim loch. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Esver l'shiv himish, asher yodait, he came zikne ha'am v'shoitrov. Single out the 70 zikenim. V'atzalt min haruach asher alecha, I will see that they should all have Hashuas Hashchina. So Hashuas Hashchina, that doesn't happen l'doiris. When you appoint people to be members of a Sanhedrin Tana, Sanhedrin Gdoila, they're not necessarily going to get Hashuas Hashchina. So they can't derive anything from that pasuk. The Gemara says, maybe over there you need Itach b'doimim v'loch, v'siatz v'shamimach, Itach. Maybe there, Dilma Hasam, Dilma Shani Hasam, Mishum Shchina. Maybe that's different. You can't learn out from there. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you have other psukim that say, v'nasu itcha b'masam itcha b'doim v'loch. And what does it mean, b'doim v'loch? So b'doim v'loch means two things. First of all, it means miyuchasim, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was a miyuchas. And number two, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was not a balmum, so too the members of the Sanhedrin should not be balimun. To be a dayan in dinim mamonis, you can be a balmum. It's not a srora, you're not appointed to... You make an ad hoc bezin. You put together three people. That's not a problem. But to be a member of a Sanhedrin, you can't be a balmum. So that's what Tosis points out over here. The top Tosis, Latsui Imamzer. Tosis says that a sumo is kosher to be done dinim mamonis, But it's not kosher to be done din nefashis. Din nefashis, you can't be a balmum, because a balmum cannot be appointed to Sanhedrin. But a mamonis, you don't have to be appointed to a Sanhedrin. So Tosfos says a summa is good. So that's the other day we were learning the Gemara on the previous daf. So Rabbi Harari mentioned this. He said it's a Tosfos in Nida, but it's a Tosfos here also. The Tav Tosfos Lasuyei Mamzer. The Tosfos sounds like they hold that a summa b'shtei einav is also kosher for mamonis. They didn't distinguish. We had the Ravid and the Balamor both said on the previous daf. Where was the Gemara? Yeah, on Lamed Daled Amud Beis. They both said the same like this. By Rias Negoim, the pasuk says L'chol Marieni HaKoyin, that a Koyin has Suma Beinid a Koyin Davka for Rias Negoim. So if the Koyin is blind on an eye, he can't take a look at Negoim, because you have to be able to see depth, you have to be able to see well with perspective with both eyes. It says L'chol Marieni HaKoyin. So if you would hold like Reb Meir is makashivim l'negoyim, so then you would say just like Hasuma Beino Achas is possible to be roya negoyim, so to Hasuma Beino Achas would be possible for dinim ominous. And just like kroivam are no good for a din Torah, liyum sabas abanim, kroivam are possible to possible to dayanim, so too kroivam would be possible for rias negoyim. That's if you hold like Reb Meir. So you makish rivim le negoim, makish negoim le rivim, and ain hekish le machza. So you learn from negoim to din, rivim means din mamas at din Torah. So just like negoim suma ben achas is no good, so to din Torah, so according to Rameh, suma ben achas is no good. And just like kroivim apostle for a din Torah and din mamas, so too kroivim would be not acceptable for rias negoim. But we don't pass on like Rav Meir. We pass on kroivim akosher for rias negoim. That's a Mishnah. Call on the guy, Madam Roy Chutz Minege Atzma, can look at his own Negat Saras. And his wife is Ishtike Gufa, okay, that's what to discuss. But other Kroivim, you can't. So you see, we don't accept Rav Meir's opinion of Makish Rivim Lenegoim. So the male, Summa Bein Achas, is no good for Rias Negoim, but he would be good for Dine Mominus. What if he's a Summa Bishte Einov? What if the fellow's a Summa Bishte Einov? So that was the Balamor and the Ravid who happened to learn Bechabrusa. So the Balamor and the Ravid both write the same thing. Suma b'shteinov is not acceptable for dini for din tor dini mamnis. Why? Because we have the klal in the Mishnah that whoever is posel eidus is posel dayanus, and the suma b'einah and the suma b'shteinov is posel eidus. So we ask, what do you mean suma b'shteinov is posel eidus? Not posel eidus. If he can't see, so he can't testify in anything. So they both quoted the same Gemara in Yesh Nechlin. It's not true. Even if he saw the story, he saw an accident, and after seeing it, then he lost his eyesight. Or he's listening to the way people have a conversation, and he recognizes everybody's voices, and somebody admits that he owes a portion of money to the other one in conversation. So the blind man is going to come to court and testify. He heard, and he has a tefillah saying the color. He heard that the guy made a hadas, but then that he owes the money. Or he saw, before he lost his eyesight, he saw this accident and so on. So the Gemara says, it's still no good. The Gemara holds that a summa b'shtei einav is posela edus and mamanus. Maybe it's based on Xerik Sarkasov, or Ro, or Yoda, maybe, or Ro, whatever it is. The Gemara says, summa is posela edus. If he summa b'shtei einav is posela edus. So the Ravid and the Balamor both say, since whoever is posela edus is posela to serve as a dayan, so summa b'shtei einav would be posela for to be done dini mamanus. But the Tosfos here sounds like they disagree. What do they do with that klal? Whoever is posel eidus is also posel dayonis, and his summa b'shtei einav is a gemara that he's posel eidus, even though he knows what he's talking about. Even though he saw the story, he saw the incident before he lost his eyesight. I don't know, but it sounds from Tosfos here, and sounds the same thing Rabbi Harari said over Tosfos in Nida. It sounds that Tosfos is saying the summa b'shtei einav is kosher to be done in Didi Mamanis, yeah. The Gemara told the story that there was a summa in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yechanan who was done. So Rashi and the Rif and the Rabbi Shreiri Goen, the Ramban quotes Rabbi Shreiri Goen, they all either understood pshat in the Gemara or they had a girsa in the Gemara. So Rabbi Shreiri Goen says that most of the Kisva Yad have it as a girsa in the Gemara, that the summa that Rabbi Yechanan allowed to be done Didi Mamanis was only a summa beino achas. If he wouldn't be the summa b'shtei einov, he would not have permitted him to be a dain didi mamanis. But Tosfos apparently didn't have that gears and didn't have that tradition. So Tosfos says, no, assume it b'shtein, it was also kosher to be a dayan de the mamas.
I remember once Rebbe mentioned that dayanim, they put the talus over their face, and I remember Rebbe said that wasn't correct because they have to see what the person.
They have to read the body language. They quote that different tzaddikim had a practice that the Gemara says in the first parak in Shabbos, Dayanim have to have atifa when they have a din Torah. Why do they have to have atifa? Atifa means either you wear a hat. The Shalosh says you wear a hat like we wear a hat by Mincha and Ma'ariv. Obviously, they didn't wear a hat by Shacharis because they wore the talus over the head. They didn't wear a hat. But by Mincha and Ma'ariv, he writes that they would wear a hat by Shmona Esrei. Or they should sit with the talus, have the talus on the head. So Gemara says in Shabbos, in the first place, you need atifa out of respect for the Shechina. Lakim nitzobat askels, out of respect for the Shechina. If it's an honest bezin, if it's a bunch of gangsters, so the Shechina is not going to be there. But if it's an honest bezin, then you're supposed to have atifa. So some tzaddikim had a practice, they would take the talus and wear it so low over their eyes. They didn't want to look at either of the baladinim. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Bizman she'baladinim ba'am de'milafanecha, yu beinecha kirushoyim, and kishikibla aleim asadin, yu beinecha kitzadikim." So it calls man that you didn't hear the case yet, so you should treat them both as rishoyim. And the Gemara says, "Also lehistakel b'fnei adam rosh." You're not allowed to look in the face of a rosh. So they tell stories about different tzaddikim, Sfarish tzaddikim, and Chassidish tzaddikim, Ashkenazish tzaddikim, that they would wear the talus over there. So the Pashto says that it's not proper, because part of the din Torah is you ask all the questions, you want to see, does he feel uncomfortable when he's giving the answers? So you have to see from the body language, is he squirming, or does it look like he's really telling the truth, or does it look like he's telling a lie? So that's part of the judgment of the case. The dayan has to judge that. So how can he, if he's going to close his eyes, not going to look at him? So he's going to be missing the body language. The Pashto says that it's not right. Yeah.
So Suma, from that point of view, can't be either.
He'll be missing a whole chunk, yes. That is correct. He'll be missing the ability to read signals, yeah. You have to be able to understand what's going on, yeah.
Can we say, we just talked about being puzzled for Adas makes you puzzled to be a dime. We talked about earlier in the year that being your puzzle for Adas for Dvar Mechadim, meaning if you're a Ganav, you can't be an aid for Dine Mamonos because you don't care about that. So would we say the same thing applies for a dayan as well, that wherever it's not just your if you're a kosher aid bichlal, but there's some Dvar Mechadim that you're like you say like your Kilu Agoy, or would you say the same thing applies for dayanus?
I mean, according there was opinion of one Tana that a ganef is kosher le'edis indeed in the fashas. Just because it's chasher amamenes doesn't make that it's chasher to give sheker on the fashas. We don't paskin like that. We paskin like Abaye. That's one of the six cases, Bial Kagam. We paskin like Abaye. Then any bala there is posel le'edis. But Rava held not so. Rava held that a ganef is only posel le'edis when there's a chashash meshaker. And then there was a machlokes hatanoim within Rava. There were Tanoim held like Rava said. So within Rava, there was machlokes hatanoim. Some Tanoim held just because the guy is choshed on to steal money, he's not choshed to kill a person. Yeah. But the bottom line, we don't pass on like that. We pass on like Gabai bi al kegam. That the mem mumer lehaches is also posulatus. Even though it's not choshed on anything. Yeah, here Tosfos de Mamas Chachodel Asu Yiger. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi in Perek Mitzvos Chalitza. The Gemara says there, you see the Tosfos around the 10th line into the Tosfos Chachodel Asu Yiger. So they quote the Gemara in Yevamos Mitzvos Chalitza Daf Kubei says Ger Dan Chaver Ager Dvar Torah Hoise Imam Yisrael Dan Afili Yisrael. So what does that mean? Ger Dan Chaver Ager Dvar Torah. So Rashi there, Tosfos quotes Rashi, and they disagree with Rashi. So Rashi says like this, our Gemara says, whoever is kosher fit to serve as a dayan and din in the fashas is certainly kosher and din in mamanas, and their people are kosher and din in mamanas, and they're possible to din in the fashas. So the Gemara says, what's an example of a dayan is kosher for mamanas, possible for the fashas? So the Gemara says, a ger. So Rashi learns, ger dan chaver hager goes on the fashas. A mamanis, a ger is kosher lot on Yisrael also. In mamanis, Agamara says, a ger is no good for nefashas, but he is good for mamonis. So Rashi learns ager kimidan Yisrael in mamonis. In nefashas, only ager kimidan chaver ager. The ger can only be dan chaver, ger can't be dan Yisrael. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. They move everything up, they shift everything one level of chumer. They say a ger can never just to be appointed as a member of a Sanhedrin. That's already a soror. So a ger cannot be dan chaver, a ger indeed in the Foshis. He can't get the first base. The ger can't be appointed to serve as a member of the Sanhedrin. So it can't be dan even chaver, a ger. Being a member of the Sanhedrin is already a soror. And then Tosfos says to be dan didi mominis. So just to be a member of the Bezin for Didi Mominus, you make an ad hoc Bezin. That's not the Sora. But to be done, Didi Mominus on someone else, I'm paskin, and you have to pay based on my psak. So the issuance of the psak, that's a Sora. So the ger can only be done a ger. It can't be done a Yisrael. So if you have a dintar between two gerim, so then you can use a ger, have a dintar in Didi Mominus between two gerim, then you can have a ger as a member of the Bezin, because the two, he's having Sora over other gerim. That's fine. But that a ger should be part of a member of a bezdin for dini mominus, and one or both of the parties are Yisraelim, to be appointed to the bezdin per se, that is not a svara. But the issue of psak that should be binding, that is a svara. That's what Tosfos said. That's what we assume. And Rashi moved everything. Rashi shifted everything. Rashi holds mominus. You're just saying over what it says in the Torah. It's not that they're abiding by my psak. With the power of Bezdin, what power of Bezdin? Just saying over what it says in Chosh Mishpat, the din is automatically like that. So Rashi holds, and din in the Fashas, maybe Rashi holds like Rabbi Kevege writes in Makkos, and the Gilyan Hashas, Rabbi Kevege is a hold of our Torah, which the Tosfos' brother also writes the same pshat. There's a Gemara there in Makkos, and Rashi and Tosfos have one pshat. And Rabbi Kevege and the Tosfos' brother, what's the name of the Sefer? Trumas Akri. They both say the same pshat. The Gemara, they don't understand why Rashi and Tosfos didn't say the pshat. The pshat is so much better. The Gemara has a din like this. Let's say two witnesses testified falsely that I owe you, I burnt down your house, and I owe you $500,000 for destroying your house. And then who's moved? They weren't even here in New York the day. They say that I burnt it down on Wednesday. They were in Philadelphia. They weren't even here. So the who's moved? So they have to pay kasha zama. But then another two witnesses come and they say that I burnt down the house. Lamaisa, I have to pay for burning down the house. So the Gemara says, even if the other two witnesses came later, even if first the Adam gave Ada Sheker, I burnt down the house on Tuesday. And then we're mazim them. And after we're mazim them, then another two Adam come and they say, but it's really true that I did burn the house down. They heard from the grapevine that I burned down, and they came and they testified as if they were here. So the Gemara says, you don't punish him with kasha zama. But what if the two witnesses, you only make him pay kasha zama lasis liochiv if the guy's not chayiv to pay that. But what if the two witnesses said that I was ma'anis or mefata, a girl, and I have to pay knas. And then we're mazim the edim, and then we should make him pay kasha zama. And then another two edim come and they say that it's really true. I was ma'anis or mefata, the girl. So the Gemara says, in that case, they do have to pay. They do have to pay the kasha zama. Why is it different? Why is the difference between knas and mamon? So Rabbi Kiveger and the Tzoyse's brother has a thin sefer on Chosh Mishpat, Trumas Hakri. So they both say the same pshat in the Gemara, but they say Rashi. They don't understand why Rashi and Tzoyse didn't say it like that. So they say because when it comes to knas, afila babalotzin sedei shamayim, it doesn't make sense to pay on your own. You have to wait till there's a gemar din of the bezdin, and the bezdin is mechadish the chiyuv. The same thing in Misa. Let's say two witnesses testify that I murdered someone, and they make a gemar din on me, and then they're huzmu. So you want to give them the punishment of kasha zama, give them the death penalty, and then another two witnesses come and say it's true. I did murder the guy. I murdered the guy before the edim came and they testified. So the Gemara says, in the case of Din and Nefashis, a case of Knas, that they would get the punishment of Kasha Zama. Why is it different from Mamin? So the Rabbi Kibega in the Trumas Akri both say, the Chi of Mamin is Chal right away. When I crashed into your car, when I made the Hezek, when I stole the money, the Chi of Mamin is Chal right away. The Chi of Knas and the Chi of Malkus and the Chi of Misa is only Chal when the Bezna makes a Gemar Din. So that's why in Knas, Afilu babalos sidei shemayim does make sense that the fellow should pay the knas on his own. Has to be a betaris onish and an onish you need a gemar din and the bezin is mecharish lechiv. And Rashi and Tosfos don't say like that. Rashi and Tosfos give a whole different pshat because in knas and in din and fashas you have to have a whole drisha v'chakira. The gemara says they discontinued min derabana. They discontinued the need for drisha v'chakira in din mamonis, but not in knas. That's how the Gemara said. The Mishnah goes on Knas, and in Knas you still need Drisha V'Chakira. If you're going to have Drisha V'Chakira, so it's pretty. It's not so likely that the Bezin will be able to maintain a Gemar Din once you're going to make Drisha V'Chakira. Why did they do away with Drisha V'Chakira in Hadoas V'Halvoas? Kadesh Lo Tena Davos Bifnei Lovin, because it's hard for the Adam to remember all the information. So in Knas or in Din and Nefashas, we do need Drisha V'Chakira. So it's not so likely necessarily that there's going to be a Gemar Din L'Chiv. So therefore, you can't say that the Edom Zemimim who testified falsely should not be punished, because anyway I'm going to get the punishment. It's not so clear that I'm going to get the punishment, because you need Drisha V'Chakira. So Rashi and Tez give this alternate pshat. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Pashtus is, Rashi holds that to be dan dini maminis, the ger can even be dan a Yisrael. Because the bezem dini maminis is not exercising any srora over the bali dinim. You're just saying what it says in the Torah. They're paskening, in the Torah it was already mechayivim. The bezem doesn't create a chiv. But in dinim nefashas, where the bezem makes a gemar din, they make him into a gavrek tilo. They create the chiv misa, they create the chiv malchus. Or the chiyuv knas, probably knas would be the same. So that's called the svara. So that ger dan chavera ger only and not it can't be dan Yisrael. So Rashi says that goes on the fashas. In a moment, it's a ger is even dan Yisrael. That's how Rashi read argimar. There are people who are kosher to be dan din the moment is not kosher to be dan din the fashas. That means a ger. A ger is kosher to be dan Yisrael din the moment is, but he's not kosher to be dan Yisrael din the fashas. And Tosfos shifted everything one step more chomer. That just being a member, being appointed a member of a Sanhedrin is already a sroror. So you can't appoint a ger to be a member of Sanhedrin, even to be dan chaver a ger. And when the Gemara says there in Mitzvah Chalitz, a ger dan chaver a ger, that goes on dini mamonis. And dini mamonis, the ger cannot be dan a Yisrael, even though just saying over what it says in the Chumash, but he's paskening, and you have to abide by his psak. So because you have to abide, Tosfos holds that is a svara. That is an act of svara. Rashi holds it's not a svara. He's just saying over the Dayanam, he's just saying over what it says in the Chumash. And Tosfos holds not so. What do you mean? Sometimes there's a judgment call. A lot of times there's a judgment call. So the judgment call, that itself is an act of svara.
So would we be saying that then for Ger Manas would not be able to be done Kesh HaChodesh? Because as we said in the Rechaim, it's creating something.
No, if I'm paskening on the if the ger paskens on me, I don't know, I may be a ger. I could be, my parents are both ger, I have no idea. My parents are not, my grandparents also not, but it could be all the way back. It could be I'm the descendant from ger. So let's say I'm not, I don't know. So so when the ger paskens on me, then I'm chayev malchus, so they're creating a chayev on me. But they pasken kiddush achayidush, that who's the srara over? They're paskening over the moon. They're creating a month. They're creating Rosh Chodesh. It could be that. It could be it's a svara because the psak is nageh to all of Klal Yisrael. I don't know.
I thought the Rebbe was saying it's a din in creation. Like they're giving the power to create. That's but it's
no
over
to create Israel. Over me to create over Yisrael. Yeah, Rashi holds to create the gemar din in the fashions over ger. Rashi says that's fine. To create din in the fashions over ger, that's fine. Just to create din in the fashions over Yisrael. That's a srora. The ger has a lower yichus, so he cannot create din nefashas or din knosas over the Yisrael. But to create over a ger is okay, according to Rashi.
Rashi holds you can appoint a ger to a
Beit
23 then.
Yep, Rashi doesn't see any problem. That per se is not a problem. And Tosfos says, no, that's exactly what it says. Mm-hmm. The case in Chumash by the Shivim is Ken Rab Tzaltim in HaRuach HaShir Alecho. That's out of Kovod HaShchina. You can't learn out anything from that pasuk. But the other pasuk says v'nasu itcha, and that has the connotation medayim v'loch. So that means that you have to have miyuchosim. How did the Gemara know that v'nasu itcha goes on miyuchosim? So the Brisker Rav Sefer HaChumash explains why, because it says in Parshas Va'era, I think it says in Parshas Va'era, either Shmos or Va'era, it says. It says the yichus of the Shvatim. So it says Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and it goes up until Moshe and Aaron gives the yichus. So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Mitoch shehuskak liyaches Moshe v'Aharon, the Torah had to give the yichus to say Moshe and Aaron am yuchasim. So agav, it starts Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and it goes all the way up. It stops after Moshe and Aaron. It stops. So why was Mitoch shehuskak Reuven and Shimon, in the beginning of Shevet Levi, is only Agav. The real Iker Yichus is written over there. So I think it's in Va'era, Parshas Va'era, because Mitoch Shehuska Kliaches Moshe V'Aharon. Why was Shehuska Kliaches Moshe V'Aharon? Because you have the two psukim there when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu to be a shliach to speak to Paro. So he doesn't have to be Miuchas. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm appointing you as the leader of the Jewish people. That's already Svarah. So to be in appointed to a position of Svara, you have to be a Miyuchas. So the Rebbeinu Shlom has to be Miyaches, Moshe and Aaron, because they're both Vayitzaveim al B'nai Yisrael. Rashi says they were appointed as leaders of the Jewish people. Originally, Moshe Rabbeinu is only sent as a Shliach. And the second step is appointed as a leader. So to be appointed as a leader of a Klal Yisrael, the Chumash says he has to be a Miyuchas. So that's how the Gemara knew, when also Yitrach B'dayim Eloch, that you need Miyuchasim. Why? Because the Chumash was Huskak Liachas Moshe V'Yarain, because they were being appointed in Parshas Ve'era as to a position of leadership, to a Svara. So you see, from that Pasuk you need Moshe and Aaron had to be Miyuchasim. So that's why they understood this Pasuk, when also Yitach B'dayim Ablach, that it goes on Miyuchasim to be appointed to a position of Svara. But then Taisus, the top Taisus says also, if a person is a Balmum also, that there shouldn't be Balamum. You can't appoint a Balmum to be a member of a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel.
Is the din of Svara by a Ger Ma'akev for the Bezdin?
The Mishnah in Horiyah says that it is Ma'akev. It says there's an institution. The first parak in Horiyah is all about Parhalam Davashal Tzibur. So if the Bezdin the Gemara Yuma says that Shmai V'Avtalion Lib is Manabayas. And once on Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol finished the whole Avodah, so everybody, the whole crowd, will walk at the Kohen Gadol home, keeping him company, thanking him, giving him Yashikoyach that he did the Hakrobas Hakrobonis. Then they saw Shmai V'Avtalion walking in the street. So everybody left the Kohen Gadol and they started walking with the chief rabbis. Shmai V'Avtalion, one was the Nasi, one was the Abbez, and the chief rabbi, assistant chief rabbi. So the Kohen Gadol saw what happened, so he said, Yesen b'nei ha-mamayah l'shlom. The gerim should go home in peace. He greeted them. So what do you mean, Yesen b'nei ha-mamayah? They were gerim. So the Rambam takes the Gemara literally. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis on Pirkei Avos, and it says, Shmai v'avtan kivim ha-mam, at least off the Zugas. So he says they were gerim. And he quotes that Gemara in Yuma. So the Tosis Yontef on Pirkei Avos quotes the Rambam, and he asks the Kasha, how can they be gerim? The Mishnah says in the first Perek in Horiyas that if Gerim are members of the Bez Nagodon that gave a psak that you're allowed to turn on the lights on Shabbos, and Rav HaTzibur and Eretz Yisrael turned on the lights on Shabbos. That's what the chief rabbi at Paskan is Mutter. So then the Mishnah says they don't bring a parhal on the Rabbi Shatzibur because the Bez Nagodon was puzzled. So you see, you can't have Gerim, Meev Medievet, you can't have Gerim as members of the Bez Nagodon. So he says, how can the Ramam say the Shmai Rav Tam Gerim? How can they possibly be the Nasi and the Abbez and the chief rabbi, assistant chief rabbi? Rabbi Soloveitchik was fond of saying over his answer. He said, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, Bez Nagarot Shebushalayim, that the Iker of the Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Koilol of Klal Yisrael. So he says, whoever the best learners, whoever is the best qualified, they should be appointed to be members of the Sanhedrin. So all year long, you can have Shmai V'Avtalion. They could be members of the Bez Nagarot. They're strong in learning. Let them gesund to hate. If they're going to issue a psak for all of Klal Yisrael, that's already a Svara. So then Shmai V'Avtalion have to step down. And you have to have another different two people. If you want to have a psak issued by all the 71 members of the Bez Nagodol, Shmai V'Avtalion will do with the 71 members. So they have to step down. But The main role of the Bez Nagadol is not so much to paskin shot. The main one is to sit and learn, to talk and learning, to transmit. The Rambam says they the ikar Torah Shebal Peh. That's the they transmit the Masor of the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Mishnah says that it's even me'akeh b'riyevin. But it doesn't necessarily mean, like the Rav answered, it doesn't necessarily mean they can't be members of the Bez Nagadol. When they're going to issue a psak over somebody that is chayiv misa mitam novi asheker or something like that, or zoka mamri or something like that, so then they have to step down. Or if they're going to issue a psak, it's mutter to turn on lights. He's giving a psak to the whole Klal Yisrael. So if they issue a psak to everyone, they have to step down. But all year long, they don't give you, they don't issue any psakim. They just sit and they talk and learning. So they all year long, they can sit there to be members. The Rav pointed out that the Tosefta draws two distinctions. The Rambam quotes in the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Tosefta draws two distinctions between the Bez Nagadol and other Bati Dinim. Other Bati Dinim don't meet on Shabbos and Yontov because there's a din of Ein Donim. We had the Tosis yesterday. Ein Donim is the Mishnah in Beitzah, Daf Lamed Vav. Here the Tosis Lamed Hey Amid Aleph quotes in Beitzah, Daf Lamed Vav. Ein Donim is Exer Hashem Yichtov, that they may write it down. So the Rambam writes, no Bezin meets on Shabbos and Yontem, not in Farsha, not in Mamonets, but the Bez Nagadol meets even on Shabbos and Yontem. Then he has another distinction, that the Bez Nagadol meets all day long till Tom and Shabbain Abayim. They talk and learning. Every other Batidinim are like the courts in New York City. They adjourn at 3 o'clock or something. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, that's it. They call it quits. Banker's hours. So other Batidinim, because they want to be fresh. They want to be fresh because they're going to give up psak. But the Bez Nagadol is a kailul, so they're supposed to learn Shabbos. The kailul is supposed to meet Shabbos and Yontov also. The kailul is supposed to learn the whole day long, not just banker's hours in the morning. So the Rav pointed out, you see from that Tosefta that the Bez Nagadol is supposed to be a big kailul. So Gerim can be members of the kailul.
You say that this Tosfos who says that that even Dini Mamonos has a sorority to it, that's why Gerim can only be done a Ger. So the Tosfos that says that women can be dayanim, there's two Tosfos. What would he do with this Isser Sorah? Would he hold like the Rav or like Rashi, or do we?
Does Rav Moshe Feinstein points out? He says that all the Rishonim disagree with that Rambam. The Rambam learned that two dinim from the same pasuk. Same Tosfos Malach Melach Mikerav Achecha Tosfos Malach Melach Lochsuchel Aselach Ishnach Harshalo Achichahu. So the Gemara says, Saim Tosim means Kol Mesimus B'mashma. Doesn't only talk about Melech, it talks about any position of Sroor. Then the Rambam says, we learn that two dinim, Mikera v'achecha mi mufcha shev'achecha to the exclusion of Gerim. And then Saim Tosim Malach and Melech, Melech v'lei Malko. So the Rambam says, both Isha and Ger are excluded not only from Malchus, they're excluded from Kol Mesimus. Saim Tosim is a kevalosh, Kol Mesimus B'mashma. So the Rambam says, just like a Ger may not be appointed the president of the labor union, that's a Gemara. If the labor union has laborers who are not Gerim, so you may not appoint, that's a Gemara in Yerom, you may not appoint the Ger as a president of a union, that's a Svara over the non-Gerim. So to Anisha cannot be appointed to a position of Svara over men. So the Rambam writes like this. So Moshe Feinstein claims, he thinks all the Rishonim disagree with that Rambam, he thinks we should... Okay, you should be choshish for the Rambam, but he says, Mikra Din, it's not so. So he proves it from that to be done to Paskin a Din on Israel, a Ger is going to Paskin a Din on Israel, that's a violation of Sroria. And Tosis raises the possibility that a woman can serve as a member of a Bezin to Paskin on a man. Unless you say Tosis is only talking about a woman on women. The Torah, a woman is a member of a Bezin to be done for women. Tosis never said that. So Moshe thinks that the Tosfos and many Rishonim discussed that topic. He says no one ever brought up this issue of Sroda. So he thinks that the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam.
Well, say a dayan is different because it's been Goro Lo Echad. You choose to hear the dayan that you want for you. And like Melech Lo Malka, Melech is like a din in, I've heard this like a heter, but it's like a din in, like he's like ruling over you without a choice. But if it's like an elected official, maybe that'd be different. I mean, here, you're choosing to have a woman, if it's Bar Lo Echad, Bar Lo Echad, and you're choosing a single woman to do it, you're choosing it. So it wouldn't be an Isser Sarah because
You're both. Okay, could be. What? If it's a democracy, then there's no din of Melech Ulay Malka. That's how some of the Achronim have, yeah. Tefana. Some of the recent poskim have that idea.
And you have by union too. They all voted.
They chose him.
They chose him.
So why should that be an issue? That's a tiny, yeah. They chose the president. The Gemara says the Ger can't be the president of a labor union. Yeah. Tatayna? Yeah.
And what the Rav said about the
Kol,
the for Tosfos, it sounds like even just being on the, even being on the Sanhedrin, so that was like the first step.
To be a member of the Sanhedrin Tana. Rav Soloveitchik said, because Sanhedrin Tana, the role of Sanhedrin Tana is to balabatav of people, to give them the death penalty. Sanhedrin Gdolah is a koilo. So being a member of the Sanhedrin Gdolah, that per se is not a srora. Unless they have to roll up their sleeves and paskin on a Zoka Mamre, a paskin on a Novi HaSheker, so then taka, being a member of such a bezin is a srora. Even if the Novi HaSheker is a ger. Even if the guy whom we're going to be done on is a ger. But just to be part of a bezin that's going to be done, dinin defoshes on anybody, just to be appointed to the bezin is a srora. But to be part of Bezna Gadol per se, he thought that's not a swara, that's a kerlo. So you take the best qualified people in the kerlo.
I'm sorry. Maybe he was quoting that the Eger, Rabbi also mentioned in the past, forgot about Rabbi Elchanan, said that.
Rabbi Elchanan disagrees.
Rabbi
Elchanan disagrees with this Rabbi Kiveger. It's a Negilian Ashas. He disagrees. He quotes a Shita Mukubetzis and Ksubis from the fourth parak in Ksubis, that even in Dinin Nefashis, the Chiv is Chal by itself. The Bezna makes him into a Gavra Ktila. Okay, that is true. When the Bez makes a Gmar Din Lemisa, the fellow is not labeled as a Gavra Ktila, but Ha'orga in a Nergola. Someone now comes and shoots him, the Gavra Ktila, even though he didn't shoot him, L'shem Kiyam HaMitzvah of Misa's Bezin, he shoots him because he can't stand them. He never liked them. But he knows if you're going to kill him any other time, the police are going to put him in prison, they're going to give him the death penalty. And now he knows the guy's a Gavrik Tila, so he goes and he shoots him. So that Reb Elchanan also agrees that the Bez Nagadol, the Bez and the Sanhedrin created a status of a Gavrik Tila on the person. But ignoring that, just the fact that they passed him the guy's Chayiv Misa, so Reb Elchanan quotes the Shita Mukubetzes, who's Machriachit from the Gemara there. That just like in Mamanis, it's Gloy Milsal Mafreya, the Chiv was there all along. So in the Fashus also, the Chiv was there all along. That's against Rabbi Kiveger and the Truma Sakri. That is correct. That is correct.
Well, wouldn't Rabbi Kiveger and Truma Sakri talking about Knas specifically? Not about Nefashos? I mean, you could still say Nefashos would still be a. Nefashos is still.
If Knas doesn't exist until Agmadin, so. They're saying Knas is like Nefashis. If Nefashis, the Chiv is there already. So Knas, for sure, the Chiv is there. Rav Soloveitchik split between Knas and Nefashis. He said Rabbi Kiveger is right and Dina Nefashis. But in Knas, it's not right. In Knas, it's just an onesh. So it doesn't make sense to volunteer on your own. Lotzi Sadeh Shamayim. But once Bezdin Paskins that is Chayv, the Chiv Knas was really there all along. When the Ganat did the Geneva has really chayv the Keren and the Kefal all along. You don't need the Bezin. Bezin is Mecharish the Chi of Misa. Bezin is Mecharish the Chi of Malkus. But Bezin is not Mecharish the Chi of Knas. He thought that the Chi of Knas is there all along. But if I'm going to pay on my own, a nice guy, a goody-goody guy, so that's not an onesh. So the Knas can only be, you're only Yotze, the Chi of Knas, if you pay B'toris Onesh. Onesh has to be imposed me Bachutz. That's why you need a Gemar Din of a Bezin. He said that distinction, Rabbi Soloveitchik split between Knas on the one hand and Malkus and Misa on the other hand, to answer the Meiri's Kasha on the Rambam. There's a Gemara, B'mikre, the Daf Yomi just learned it 2 days ago, on Monday. So the Gemara says there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, we discussed it a few times, where the Shor Hefker Shoharag is Chayv Misa. The Chumash says, Ashor Shaharagas Adam is Ashor Niskal. He gets the death penalty. So the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, the Behemoths don't have any Seichel. You're not punishing the Behemoth, you're punishing the Bala Behemoth. And the Ramban Achumish quotes on Parshas Noach, quotes the Rambam from the Mor Nevuchim. He quotes him with respect. Harab, the Sefer Amoreh, writes that the Chi of Misa to Ashor Shaharagas Adam is a punishment to the Bala Shon. He says, with all due respect, it's not correct. Because the Mishnah in Bava Kamma has a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says that a shor hefker shoharag is not chayiv misa. So Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rambam, but we don't pass like that. We pass on a shor hefker shor harak. It is chai misa, so you can't say that you're punishing the bala shor. There is no bala shor. So it's a punishment to the shor. Hai the shor as Allah bardas. So Ramban says, after the mabul, all the animals understood that they were saved by man, by Noach and the Teva, and they all understand that they have a debt, they should owe a debt of gratitude to the human race, and if they kill an Adam, they deserve to be punished. They have an apsechel to understand. The Adams don't have an apsechel to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpach and to recite Kriyashma, that they're not Mughayavim, but not to murder a human being, after Ramban holds that they have sechel. So that's a machlokes, the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban, and then the Mishnah, whether Shor Hefker, Shor Harag HaSodom is Chai Misa. Not so we paskin, it is Chai Misa. It's a punishment to the Shor. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, again, which is not accepted, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, so the Gemara says, not only a Shor Hefker, Shor Harag, what if the Shor belongs to me and the Shor Harag, and then I see they're going to kill the Shor? So I'm a wise guy, so I go and I'm Magdish the Shor, or I'm Mafke the Shor, after already murder someone. Nogach v'chakach higdish, nogach v'chakach hivkir. So Rabbi Yehuda says is also potter. Why? So the Brisa says, Asher tehi misa v'hamara b'din shavin keechad. You need that the shor should belong to the owner b'shas misa when he kills the adam, and b'shas hamara b'din also. And if the owner is mafkir or magdish, the shor in between hamis nogach v'chakach hivkir, nogach v'chakach higdish. So the shor is not chay misa. So the Gemara asks on the Brisa, that's all you need. What if in the middle of the Hamad Bedin, the Balo Shor sees that the Dintar is going in a bad direction, the Bezin is going to he's going to bang down the gavel, and Paskin that the Shor deserves an Einish Misa. So he goes and he's Mafkir after the Hamad Bedin, before the Gmar Din. So Gmar says is also going to be Potter, according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda also be Potter. The Gmar says, yeah, you have to amend the text of the Brisa. It should say, Asher tehi misa b'hamara b'din u'gmar din shavin keechad. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that a shor hefker shor harag is not only if it was hefker b'shas, then when he killed the Adam, nogach v'chakach hefker, also potter, even if he's mafk after the hamara b'din, before the gmar din, also potter. Has to be the same owner b'shas, shehemis as Adam, hamara b'din u'gmar din. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Shor Shaharagas Adam, but a Shor Shehizik, we do paskin. Let's say there's a Shor Hefker is Mazik. So let's say Shor Tam. Shor Tam does Karen, so the first three times it pay Chatzin Nazik Migufo. So would you say a Shor Tam was Mazik my property, and it's a Shor Shal Hefker? And then someone else sees the Shor and they go and they grab it, the Zechem and a Hefker. So can I say you have no right to take the shor because I own chatzin nezik in the shor migufo? The din is yuchlat hashor the nizik. The shor now belongs to the nizik. So the Gemara says no. It's a shor hefker. Shor hefker the chiyuv tashlumin doesn't get off the ground. There's no din of chatzin nezik. Not only is there no din of chatzin nezik if the shor was hefker b'shas when it made the hezik, even if nogach the shor had an owner. But Nogach v'chakach hifkir is also potter. So the Rambam quotes that din. Even though Shor hefkir shoharag is chay misa, we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but a Shor hefkir shehizik is potter. And not only Shor hefkir shehizik, even Nogach v'chakach hifkir is also potter. And the Rambam concludes, Ashetehei shas hezik, v'hamar b'din shavin keechon. So the Miri points out on Daf Yud Gimel, he points out that if you give him a public comment that the Rambam is difficult. The Gemara came to the conclusion that you have to amend the text of the Brisa. The Brisa is Alivi Rabbi Yehuda by Misa. It should say, Asher tehi Misa v'hamara b'din gmar din shavin ke'echod. So how come the Rambam, who quotes this din, b'negeh to Shor Shehizik, how come he only quotes Asher tehi Misa v'hamara b'din shavin ke'echod? That's the Miri's kasha on the Ram. So Rav Soloveitchik said it's not a kasha. Indeed, in the Foshes, there's a concept of a Gemar Din. The Gemar Din is Machadish the Chiyuv. Before Gemar Din, there is no Chiyuv Misa. So that's what the Gemara corrects the Brisa that's quoting Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Shor Hefke Shaharag is not Chai Misa. So it should say, Asher Tehi Misa, Bahamore Bedin, a Gemar Din, Shom Keachad, it has to belong to the same owner. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda by Shor Shaharag. We only pass like Rabbi Yehuda by Shor Shehizik. That by if it's a Shor Shehizik Shem V'Regel, So you chayv minu aliyah, you pay from your pocket. You don't say yuchla tashor. You don't say migufo, that the shor belongs to the nizik. But if it's a shor tam, and the shor now, the shor ha-mazik belongs to the nizik, it only belongs to the nizik if the shor ha-mazik had an owner at the time of the hezik. Then there's a chiyuv tashlum. And so then you say yuchla tashor le nizik. Shor belongs to the nizik. So by Shem Beregel, once the animal did the hezik, I'm a chiyuv to pay. So it's not going to help. I'm going to be mafke the animal. I'm already nischayev. But by Shartam, that you only collect megufo, so if I'm mafke the behema after the hezik, some potter said, there is no concept. So that's what Absalom Eshik said. By Knas, there is no concept of Gmar Din. Gmar Din is the end of the Masa Matan. Gmar Din is the end of the Hamor Bedin. You only talk about a Gmar Din as a unit, Bifnei Atzmoy, and Shetei Misa, Vahamor Bedin, and Gmar Din, Shavin Keechot. That's when you're talking about Shor Shahar Gesod. We're talking about Din in the Foshes. So the Bezin has to make a Gmar Din to create the Chi of Misa. Doesn't set in by itself. The Chi of Misa doesn't set in by itself. But by Knas, Rav Soloveitchik thought, and he had a Rai from a Tesis like that, by Knas, the Chi of does set in. You just need it. It should be Alpi Bezin. If you don't have a Bezin, so it's a self-imposed onish. It's not called an onish. It's only called an onish if it's imposed mibachutz, if the Bezin imposes it. So Rav Chanan quotes the Sheet of Mekubetz that the whole thing is wrong. He thinks even by Din and the Fashis. The guy did Avodah Zarah, so if the Bez makes the Gemar Din, it's a Gloy Milson of Afreya. From the time that he did the Avodah Zarah, he was already Chayv Misa. He denies the whole thing that Rabbi Kevega says with the Truma Sakrin Sarab. So eventually he explained the Ramam, he thought the Ramam holds half of this story. By Nefashis, the Ramam holds like Rabbi Kevega, by Knas not. Rabbi Kevega says it by both, by Knas and by Nefashis. So let's see again. So this major Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. We assume like Taisus. The ger dan chaveira ger is only in mominus, and even in mominus, the ger cannot be dan eis ha-Yisrael, because the etzem fact that the psak of the ger will be binding on the Yisrael, that itself is an act of svar. So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Yavama says, m'hoise imam Yisrael, dan afili Yisrael. So that's a big machlekes, so Rishonim, what does imam Yisrael help? Let's say you have a ger marries a gioris and they have children. So a ger means one who used to be a nochri, and then he converts. And not only the father and the mother were gerim, the children who are born, that are literally hayrosam bigdusha veleidosam bigdusha, when the mother became pregnant, she was already Jewish. So all the children are hayrosam veleidosam bigdusha, but they still have the din of a ger. Let's say, for example, a ger is permitted to marry psule kohol. Kal gerim layikri kohol. It says, le'ovai mamze bikal Hashem. A mom is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. So there's a machlokes tatanaim, Rabbi Yudim, Rabbi Yose, in the end of Kiddushin, is a mom is permitted to marry a gioris. So we paskin yes, because the pasuk only says, Aliyov v'bekal Hashem, and kahal gerim lo yikri kohol. So if you have the mother and the father are both gerim, all the children that are born to them, she became pregnant after she converted, all the children are hayrosim alegdosim mikdusha. They don't need any conversion. They're Jews from birth. And nonetheless, They're not called kohol because both parents were gerim. What if the mother is a Yisraelis? Mohise imam Yisrael. The father is a ger, the mother is a Yisraelis. So that's a big machlekes, the Rambam and the Ran. It's quoted in Rashi, quotes the book, Pshatim on the Gemara. But in Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote the Rashi. Rashi on Yavamas quotes the book, Pshatim. They quote the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ran. So the Rambam says if the mother is a Yisraelis and the father is a ger, so the children are not permitted to marry mamzerim. How did the children all of a sudden become kohol? If kal gem leikri kohol, we have a rule, mishpachas avkri mishpacha, mishpachas emenikri mishpacha. So the father is a ger, the father is not kohol. The mother is imam Yisrael, the mother is a Yisraelis, but the father is a ger. So we ought to say kal gem leikri kohol. That's the Ran's kasha against the Rambam. The Ran says the Rambam is wrong. If the father is a Yisrael and the mother is a giores, the father's Yisrael, so mishpachas avkri mishpacha. So the children are kohol, the children are Yisrael. But if the father is a ger and the mother's a Yisraelis, so the rantain is mishpachas emeinikri mishpacha. So the children will still be considered gerim. That's the Ran's tain against the Rambam. So Rav Chaim in his sefer has a whole essay to explain that Rambam. It's not a unique Rambam. Rashi quotes the machlokes. A lot of Rishonim are involved in that machlokes. Rav Chaim explains. if the father's a kohen and the mother's from Shevet Yisachar, so the father reaches out to the child, I want you to be a kohen. The father's from Shevet Yisachar, the mother's a kohen. So the father wants his child to be a kohen, or he wants his child to be from Shevet Zvulun, Shevet Yisachar, whatever. And the mother wants him to be this. So whenever you have a toss-up between the father and the mother, then you learn from the pasuk, Mishpacha Saibkuri Mishpacha, Mishpacha Semenikuri Mishpacha. If the father is a ger, so a ger doesn't have a chaloshem kahal gerim, a ger is a blank. See, if one of the parents is Shevet Zvulun, one is Shevet Yisachar, one is a kohen, one is a levi, so each one has a chaloshem kurva. Each one has a yichas. So they're both offering to the child. So you say, Mishpachas Avkoyim Mishpacha, Mishpachas Amenikoyim Mishpacha. But if the father is a ger, it's not that there's kahal gerim. Kahal gerim is a blank. There's no chaloshem kohol, lo yikri kohol. So the mother is kohol, the mother is the Israelis. So then you say, Mishpachas Amenikoyim Mishpacha. Mishpachas Amenikoyim Mishpacha, if there's a Mishpachas Av who's competing with it. Father says, I want the child to be a Kohen or a Yisachar, and the mother says, I want it to be a Zvulun, a Yehuda, whatever. So the father beats out the mother. But the father has nothing to offer. Father's a blank, and the mother's offering, I'm a Yisraelis, I was born a Yisraelis. So that's what Reb Chaim claims, that that's Shita Sarama. That's very questionable, if that's really 100% accurate. Why? There's a Tana in Yesh Nochlin whose opinion is not accepted. Tana says, the Gemara says the mother never yarshens the son. Because it says in the Parsha of Yerusha, Mimishpachto v'yoroshoisai. It says if a man dies, he has children, he has no children, so then his father gets Yerusha, has no father, brothers, has no brothers, sisters, nephews, nieces, a whole parsha there. So then it sums it up and it says, whoever is a korban, mishpachta b'yoroshoisa. So the Gemara says, mishpacha sa'avkuri, mishpacha, mishpacha sa'emenikuri, mishpacha. The mother is a sherbasa with the son. We said the other day, there are two chaloshemas of kurva. There's a kurva of sherbasa and a kurva of mishpacha. So the chaloshem kurva of sherbasa, by arayas, the Torah says, ishi shol kol sher besaroi, lasikva legal zera. So some of the arayas are from the father's side, some from the mother's side. If arayas would have depended on kurva of mishpacha, so so the mother's sister would have been muta. I would have been allowed to marry my mother's sister. Because there's no mishpacha zaim. There's only mishpacha zav. But kurva, with respect to arayas, depends on chaloshem sher basa. So sher basa is both the father and the mother. And for Yerusha purposes, it depends on Mishpacha. And Mishpacha Seim is any Kuri Mishpacha. That's a Shaila. The Rambam writes that Krovi Ho'eim Apsulim La'edus Medivre Seifrim. Let's say I have a cousin from my mother's side, not from my father's side. So the Rambam says the relatives on the mother's side are Apsulim La'edus Medivre Seifrim. So the Kesem Mishnah discusses that the Rambam writes Medivre Seifrim, we can never tell what he means, but the Rabbanan or means Torah Shabbat Peh. The Reserve means a din which the rabbis developed. So the rabbis developed a lot of Torah Shabbat Peh based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaMem. The rabbis invented the din of the Rabban. So you can never tell when the Rambam says the Reserve, does he mean a din deraisa which is only known through Torah Shabbat Peh? He means it's a din deraban. So the Kesem Mishnah has over there a famous piece on the first line in the Rambam Hilchasishas. The Rambam says that Kedusha Kesef is only Medivrei Sofrim. So there were those who misunderstood the Rambam. They thought that all of us are only married midirabbanan. Everybody gets married with a ring. It's Kedusha Kesef. It's only midirabbanan. So the Kesef Mishnah says that's not what it means. It means that it's Torah Shabbat Peh. And then the Kesef Mishnah writes the same over here, just like I wrote in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, that Kedusha Kesef, the Reserfim, does mean that it's only midirabbanan. It means it's Torah Shabbat Peh. So too here, when the Rambam says that Krovi Ho'eim, the relatives from the mother's side, they have brother from the mother's side, or the cousins, whatever, all the relatives from the mother's side, apostle, midibre, soifrim. So the Kesem Mishnah says he means the same as he wrote in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. Dibre soif means Torah Shabbat Peh. It doesn't mean that it's only the Rabban. There are differences, la'alach, whether it's absurd or I say absurd or Rabban. So the Mishnah has in Yesh Nochlin that if the mother dies, the son yarshins him. If the son dies, mother does not yarshin. The Mishnah has Elul Manchilim below Nochlin, Elul Nochlin below Manchilim, Yesh Nochlin, and Manchilim. Gives you all the cases. So the mother can never yarshin the son, because the mother is related to the son. It's a chalashem kurva b'sher basar. That's relevant for gili habayis, but it's not a kurva mishpacha. Mishpacha same, ain't a kurva mishpacha. So there's one Tana says the mother does yarshan the son. So Tosfos says, how can it be? It's against everything that we know. So Tosfos limits it. They say that Tana, whatever he said, we don't pass like him anyway, but that Tana only talked about the following case. If a woman was pregnant, a non-Jewish woman was pregnant, and she converts, so she and the baby are Jewish, and they're related to each other, and there's no father at all over here. Because Gershon has got another dummy. The father didn't convert, the father is a nochri. So the ger is only related to the mother, so that whenever there's no mishpacha sa'av, then this Tana holds mishpacha same is kruya mishpacha. So therefore the mother yarshins from the son. So Tosfos says that's what that Tana meant to say. We don't even pass on like that. So that's what Makshim Hoylem, everybody else, there are Prime's interpretation in the Rambam, is what Tosfos said was the opinion that was rejected. Prime explained in the Rambam, why does the Rambam say? See, the Gemara says, "Mhoise imam Yisrael." The Gemara Yivam is daf kuv beis. A ger cannot be dana Yisrael. Tosfos says it goes on mominus. However, "Mhoise imam Yisrael dana pila Yisrael." Why can it be dana Yisrael? So the Rambam learns because a ger whose mother is Yisraelis, the father's a ger, the mother was born Jewish, so the child will not be called a ger. The child will be a Yisrael gomer. He'll be also ben mamzeres. That's how the Rambam learned. And the Ran disagreed with the Rambam. Imam Yisrael, it's called Mikerav Achech, even on Hilchas Yuchsin, it doesn't really have an effect at all, because the Mishpacha say Meinikur Mishpacha, but it's still called Mikerav Achech, that solves the problem. So the way Rav Chaim explains the Rambam, Imam Yisrael accomplishes that the child is considered Kohol. Why? Because the father has nothing to offer. Kal Gerim, Loik Rikol, not that it's Kal Gerim. It's not a chaloshem kalgem. It's a blank. The father has nothing to offer the child. And the mother is a Yisraelis, so the mother is offering, the father is not offering anything. So then you say, mishpacha same is kriya mishpacha. So that's where the Rav Chaim explains, within the Rambam, that he got it from Tosfos. Tosfos said that was the opinion of the one Tana, that the Ein Yoreshes says Benoah, and Tosfos restricted. How can it be a mother yarshins the son? But the Chumash says Yerusha is only from the father's side, not the mother's side. So Tosfos says we're talking about a case where the mother converted with the Uber when she was pregnant with him, and the father's a goy, so there is no mishpacha sav to speak of. So then you say mishpacha seim is kriya mishpacha. So that's the Pella, that's the Tana whose opinion was rejected. How can it be that the Rambam paskens like that when it gets to this din of Imam Yisrael? So that's a question. You have to go through the both topics to see whether there's a kasha or not. Yeah. So the Gemara says there are two Mishnayos. There are people who can be dandin and mamzer that can't be dandin in the first. One goes on a mamzer and one goes on a ger. Because you need to be appointed to exercise Sarara, so you have to have itoch b'doim and bloch, you have to have miyuchasim. So the mamzer lacks yichas and the ger lacks yichas, so neither can be appointed to be members of a Sanhedrin. But in dinim mamzer, it's not an appointment. Okay. Yeah.
Mitam what?
She's viewed as a Yoris.
Yeah.
You see from there that it's Shane Ger is going past from the.
It's transmitted, yeah. A Ger marries a Yoris and have children, and then the children marry children from similar background whose parents are both Gerim, so it can be even 10 generations later. And they're all allowed to marry Mamzerim because they're all Kahal Gerim. Everybody's Kahal Gerim. Unless you have Oviv mi Yisrael, and the Rama holds even Imam Yisrael. So the Rama got it from this Gemara, and Yevomis on Daf Kuf Beis. And the Ran says, no, that Gemara, Imam Yisrael, you're allowed to appoint the person to be a position of Sarare. That's because the Pasuk says, Mikarev Achecha. As long as one parent, either the father or mother, it's called Mikarev Achecha. But it doesn't really change the status of the child. The child is still going to be a ger. But since the mother was an Israeli, so it's called Mikarev Achecha. And the Rambam understood, no. Imam Yisrael is called Mikarev Achecha because it changes the status of the children. Because in this case, you say, Mishpacha Seim is Kriya Mishpacha. So the children are Asurim B'Mamzerim. They're not called Gerim anymore. I don't know. I think that Tana goes, the girl and the boy, they're both descendants. Again, the a ger marries a georis and they have children, and then those children marry spouses who are in the same boat, who both parents were gerim. So even if it's 10 generations later, and all the parents are gerim, so then nobody along the line was Imam Yisrael. Just if the father's a ger, even though the mother's not a gerus, could be. I don't know. So then the Rama, we clearly don't pass like that. Yeah, we pass on lechatchila. A kohen shouldn't marry a girl whose both parents were gerim. Lechatchila shouldn't marry a chumra, maila. But the b'yevirim, this is loytetsa. You don't tell him that he gets divorced because mikra, then it's really muta. Just a chumra. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues, Sanhedrin used to sit chatzi gorman agula, semicircle. They should be able to see each other and carry on a conversation. And they have court stenographers, machlokes hatanan, whether you have two or three stenographers, okay. They lived, the Tanoim, Rabbi Yonacham, they lived in a generation where all of this was butler ready. You have on the next daf, on Lamed Dalet, what is it? Lamed Zainam Beis, the long Tosis, Yom Shechor Beis HaMikdash. So Tosis quotes the Gemaras. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's no more din in the Foshas. And even the last 40 years before the Churban Beis Sheni, the Sanhedrin went into self-imposed exile because they saw that there were so many Jewish murderers and they weren't able to control anything. So they said it's not, they felt it's improper. They should retain their position as members of the Bez Nagorla, and they're not doing their job. Bez Nagorla and Sanhedrin, they're supposed to maintain law and order. So they resigned, so they went into self-imposed exile. And once it's not Bez Nagorla, the Lishka Sagosim, so the whole judiciary system falls apart, and the Sanhedric Tanas all over the world can also not be done, din in the Foshas anymore. Why does the Gemara say, Miyam Shechar Beis HaMikdash? The Tosis says, why does it just say, the last 40 years also they weren't done anything? So Tosis says, no, once in a while they would go back. In the last 40 years, if they wanted to, Bez Nagorla would go back to the Lishka Sagosis in order to be done somebody. But most of the time they didn't go back. But after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's no way to go back. So then for sure, you're not done dealing the Foshas at all. So these Tanaim lived their way after. Rabbi Yudah, the Chacham, they lived way after the Churban Abayis. They never saw Sanhedrin, Ktano, let alone Sanhedrin Gdol. So they have a Machlekes, they're trying to reconstruct. With a two court stenographers, three court stenographers. Most of the Tanoim, all the Tanoim, when you have the Mishnayos in Yuma, you have the Mishnayos in Zvachim about the different korbanos and where was the Mizbech located. What are they fighting about? Why don't they go see? Because there was no Beis HaMikdash anymore. All those who are carrying on the conversation, they lived way after the Churban Abayis. So they're trying to reconstruct what it was like. So you're also like that. They're arguing what was the practice. Not Machlokes, what it has to be. What was the practice? Did they have two court stenographers or three? Now they would tape everything. Now that's what they do now. But they tape everything. So they keep a record of what everybody said. Shouldn't this be discussed already? And then, they have Talmidim, three rows of Talmidim. There are 23 Dayanim in a semicircle. Behind all the 23 Dayanim, there are another 23 Talmidim, another 23, So you have three rows of 23. How much is that? That's 69 Talmidim sitting there. And in case Hutzuchu Lismoch, if they have to give smicha to the Talmidim, and all the Talmidim sit in order, the biggest Talmud Chachma sits over here next day night. So if they have to add someone on, someone gets sick and they can't function today, or somebody dies or whatever, so then they appoint the one as the biggest Talmud Chacham. So then what do you say? The other 68 people, everybody sits where they sat before, and you take a new Talmud and you put him in this seat. So the Gemara says, no, each one has to sit. Each one has to sit in the right place. So everyone moves over, everybody shifts over one seat, because they sit in order of their ability of learning. Whoever's the biggest Talmud Chacham sits in this seat. So everybody moves over, and the Mishnah describes the whole story. So the Gemara says, how do you know Menoharimili? How do you know that the Bezin should be sitting on Lamed Zainam and Aleph? How do you know the Bezin is supposed to sit in a semicircle shape? So they say, they take the Pasuk in Shir Hashim, Shorech HaGan Asar Al Yechsa HaMozik. Shorech Zu Sanhedrin. Lamanik Rishma Shorech Shehi Yoshevis B'tibur Shalom. Shorech means over here, the belly button over here. So why is the Sanhedrin called Shorech? Because they sit b'tibur shalom. What do you mean? Because Beis Hamikdash Gevaya, we call Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, we spoke about that. The Gemara quotes from Sukkim that Yerushalayim Gevaya, we call Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael Gevaya, we call Harotza. So it cannot be understood literally that Yerushalayim is the highest elevation above sea level in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis Hamikdash in Ein Itim, which is a different location, because Ein Itim is the highest elevation above sea level. And Eretz Yisrael is not the highest above the sea level. The Swiss Alps are higher. The Iraqis are higher also than Eretz Yisrael. So what do you mean? So the Baal HaMor and Rosh Hashanah and the Avchof and the Beis explains. And so the Baal Mikol HaRatz means when the Baal Shem created the world in the Sheshen, the Mebreishes, what did he hold on top? So he didn't hold the North Pole, he didn't hold the South Pole. He held on top Eretz Yisrael with Yerushalayim on top. So that's why when if a person stands, you have the silhouette, so the belly sticks out a little bit. And if a person is lying flat on the bed, so the belly is sticking up a little bit. If a person is fat, so the belly sticks up. So here, Yerushalayim was, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, Yerushalayim was on top. That's called Tibur Shel Olam. So this, that pasuk is referring to the Sanhedrin. They're supposed to meet in the Lishkas HaGozes in the Beis HaMikdash. Tibur is the fat part, yeah.
Does one that fit even more do you have with the Baal HaMor then? Like, I'm not sure the baby is created. Is that where the, I don't know how it works, but like, could that be where?
Well, that's a different Gemara, that the world first began from the Evan Shesia that we had earlier on Sanan Shemisham. Why is it called Evan Shesia Shemisham? Nishtas Kol Holam. First, the Baal Shem created Evan Shesia. That's the dome of the Iraq. There's a rock over there. And from the rock, the rest of the world extended. So the Gemara says that was the beginning of the creation of the world. But this Gemara is saying a different thing, not about this. This Gemara is saying, what did the Ribbono Shel Olam hold on top? Vayera Vayvoyka began 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. That's why the Baal HaMor says that the Deccan cuts through Korea. The Earth is a globe. And the globe has two hemispheres. The one hemisphere, that's how he interprets in the Gemara, that the Gemara knew that the earth is a globe. And the one hemisphere has Yerushalayim on top. So the end of that, in the middle, and then that hemisphere ends with Korea. So that's when the all of time began, by Yerev Avoyker, began like that. I don't know. That Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, is called Tibur Shel Olam because of the Evan Shesia? Could be. I don't know. Why is it called Agan Shemigina Al Kol Olam Kula? The Torah is making on the whole world because the Rabbanu Shalom said, "Lo Brisa Yom Valai Lechuk Shemayim Boetz Lo Samti." So the Torah holds the world intact. If everyone would stop learning Torah, everything would fall apart. So the Sanhedrin is Megan al Kol HaOlam Kula. They're supposed to transmit Masorah of the Torah Shem Alpet to the next generation. Yeah, then it says, Agan HaSahar, Sihar is the moon, And the moon is usually a semicircle. So that's how you know, Agan Hasar, that she doima l'sahar, that the Sanhedrin should sit in a semicircle. That's talking about Sanhedrin Gdoilo. The Mishnah is talking about Sanhedrin Tana. Okay, same thing. What does it mean, al yasar hamozeg? Yeah, let's say you have 71 members of the Sanhedrin. So someone has to take off, he has a chasan, another guy has a bar mitzvah, another guy doesn't feel well. So how many people can take off, and you say that you still have the Sanhedrin meeting? So let's say someone has to go to the bathroom, someone has to go to a bar mitzvah function or something. So you have to take a look. Royim, take a look. You have to always see to it that there should be 23 people left behind. So then it's considered the Bez Nagadol is still meeting. But if you're going to have less than 23, then you have no right to leave. How'd they figure that out from the word Al Yechzar Hambozeg? So Rashi says that 23 is one third of 71. When you do Meziga on wine, where's the Rashi? Al Yechzar Hambozeg. Al Yechzar Michele Kashlishi. Shu Kidei Haroi Limzog. How do you do Meziga? Shnei Chelke Mayim, Rashi writes, Shnei Chelke Mayim Ve'echad Yayin. You have one unit of wine, talking about strong wine, one unit of wine and two units of water. So Yachsa Mozig is talking, you shouldn't be missing the Meziga. You should have the basic unit of the Sanhedrin, that is 23, same as the Sanhedrin Tana. And the other additional members are additional. So you have to have the basic 23. That's what Rashi says. Meziga is al-chat train. Shnei chelkei mayim ve'echad yayin. But then on the side, they tell you to look in a Tosfos somewhere. Here it says al-yechzar mozeg. It says on the side, look in the Tosfos, you daven on the base, al-yechzar mozeg. The Tosfos has a whole different pshat. It's a gematria. Mozeg is a gematria. A whole fancy pshat. Okay. But whatever. That's a question, how much... If you have yayin mazug, you still say bar piagof. It's normal to do meziga. So how much meziga can you do? The Rashi says, what, only two units of water, one unit of wine? The Gemara says you can even have 5 to 1. You can have 5 units of water, one unit of wine. It's bottle echad b'shisha. Echad b'shesh is bottle. If you have 6 units of water to one unit of wine, then it loses its status of bar piagof. Our wines, says Shulchan Aruch, our wines are not chazokim, not so strong like in the days of the Gemara. So you shouldn't use so much meziga. But even in the days of the Gemara, how much meziga did they do? The Rashi says 1 unit of wine and 2 units of water. So Taisus says tainus against that they usually used to do more meziga than that. There was more water. That's why Taisus came up with the other pshat that mozig is a gematria. Yeah, Mozeg, you never learn that. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says at the end of the first Pirkei Chagiga, that Gematrios are all parperois lachachma. You never learn out any halacha from a Gematria. It's not from the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes for him. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Dafayim, one time establishes that there are 39 Avos Malachas because of the Gematria. Ela HaDvarim. Dvarim HaDvarim, Ela HaDvarim. Dvarim is in plural, so it's two minimum of 2 Malachas. Hadvar mehe haidea means that there are 3, and Eila Aleph Lamed He is a gematria of 36. So 36 and 3 adds up to some total of 39. So the Gemara says, Eila Hadvarim, Dvarim Hadvarim, Eila Hadvarim, Eila Lamed Tel Salvis Malacha. So the Pnei Yeshua says on that Gemara. In Masech HaShabbos, it's only an Asmachta, because all the gematrias are Paparos Lachachma. There's a Gemara in Nozir, this week is Parshas Nosoi. Mara Nazir, that's Tam Nazir Shloshim Yom. How do you know that the minimum Nazir is 30 days? Because that's Kaddish Yehiyeh. Yehiyeh be Gematria Tlosan Ham. The word Yehiyeh, Yud-Hey, adds up to the Gematria of 30. So the Rambam says over there in the Pirush HaMishnayos that there is no such Yalfusa. That's a Remez. That Gematria is a Remez. That's not. They had a tradition. That is Shloshim Yom. But it's not. You never learn out any halachas from Gematria. Matrias are called parperos lachach. It means that it's not from the midrash and the dreshes.
Like in the beginning of
the
That's a real drusha.
Yeah. You add up how many times the word appears. That's a real drusha. So one time it says you add up how many times does the word malacha malaches malachto from Bereshis till the end of Dvarim. You add up how many times it adds up to the sum total of 39. So the Rishonim ask in Kasha, it's many more than 39. So they give three different terutzim, what the klal is. Which ones do deserve to be counted, which ones don't deserve to be counted. The Gemara just has a suffix, Vayava habais alasus malachtoi. When Eshes Potiphar started up with Yosef, so they came home lasus malachtoi. So the Gemara has a shot about that. Does that count as one of the 39? But there's so many that are not counted. So you got to know what the klal is. So the late Rishon and the early Akranim talk about it. What's the klal? How did that? But that's a real drosha gemura. You add up how many times it says karnas, karnas, karnos, totefes, totefes, and so on. That is a drosha gemura. But the gematria, that's not a drosha gemura. Yeah. Then the gemara comments on the other pasuk in Shir Hashem. They talk about Shir Hashem. They talk about suga b'shoshanim. A siyog is a fence. Shoshanim are roses. So if you have a fence, a barbed wire fence, or you have a wall, so I can't go through. If you have a fence that consists of roses, so I can just trample on the fence and walk to the other side. So the Gemara says the Jewish people are very elegant, they're very edel, they're very fine, refined. A siyog of roses, they're not going to violate it. Afilu a siyog of shoshanim, which you can easily trample, you can rip them out, the Jewish people will be edel, and they won't violate it. And the Gemara tells over this story that once an apikurus, the Rav Kana, Amin, an apikurus. Some say that Min is a Rosh Yateris Mekat Yeshua Notzri, from the early Christians. Whatever. Min is an expression that somehow means either a Christian or means an apikurus. So once an apikurus says Rav Kana, Amritu Nidu Shoi Lichudi Bahadi Gavra, the husband and the wife are allowed to live in the apartment together even when she's in need, though. How can it be? The husband has a desire to be with his wife and he's not going to violate the din. He's going to violate the din. So Rav Kana answers that because the Torah testifies that we're not going to violate. Even if the fence, the dam hanida is red. So that's why they talk about red roses. So the wife tells the husband, she saw Tipa's dam, she's a nido. So the husband, it's like a fence that consists of red roses, the husband is not going to violate. He's going to observe the dinim in the Torah. So that's what Tosis says to Kasha, this is a famous Tosis. The Imtaima, on the second line. The Gemara learns that Yichud is an Issa Deraisa, the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. So how do you dig up a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim? The return of Divi Kabbalah Le'afinah, the Issa Yichud is based on a Pasuk in Chumash. And then the Heta Yichud is the nido is based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. How can you be matir and Issa Deraisa based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim? The return of Divi Kabbalah Le'afinah Alfinon. That's Tosis Kasha. That's Tosis Kasha. So some hold that when the Gemara says Yichud is Deraisa, not to be taken literally. Some say that Yichud is only the Rabbanon. The Gemara says Deraisa means that it has a remez in the Chumash. It's an asmachta. This is understood, the Pashup Shat, it's a question in the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like he says the Yichud is only the Rabbanon. But we usually assume like Tosis took it. The Gemara says, the literal translation of the words of the Gemara, the Yichud is Deraisa. Yichud Penuya David goes Ralein. Yichud Nochrim, the Yichud Nochris, that was in later generations, but Yichud with Arayas, Yichud with Arayas, that's Deraisa. Maybe, that's a question, let's say, one is Boal Ho'erva. One is Boal Anido. Is that a violation of Gilui Arayas? Would you say Yehorek Bal Yavar? Gilui Arayas is Yehorek Bal Yavar. So what do you say? One is Boal Anido. Is that called Gilui Arayas? Usually by Erva, we have two dinim. Number one, Ein Kedushin Tovsin Be'erva. Man gives a ring to his mother, to his sister, to his daughter, Ein Kedushin Tovsin. Number two, if he has a child from the Erva, the child is going to be a mamzer. So Nido is different. We have psukim kedushin atovsin by a nida, even if the kala didn't go to mikveh before kedushin atovsin. The Rambam writes lechatchila you shouldn't marry the girl atche titohir, shouldn't be mekadosh until she goes to mikveh. But yeah, but if you did, the Gemara says kedushin atovsin, and the vlad is not a mamzer. So clearly nida is an exception to the rule. But that's a machlekes rishonim. It's an exception to which rule? Means despite the fact that there's koris, it's not an erva. There's koris for eating chametz also. Course, feeding on Yom Kippur. It's because of doing balacha on Shabbos. It's not an erva. So maybe even over here, it's an issa bia. Maybe despite the fact that there's kares, it's not called gilya raisa. You shouldn't say yahar gval yavar. That's what the Rabin and Tam writes in the Sefer Yosher. And it's quoted the first daf in Yivam, is that Beis Amin Aleph, the Tosfos Yishonim, quotes that Rabbi Natam. He quotes it Bikitzer. If you look in the Sefer Yosher, Rabbi Natam, it's more Barichas. Rabbi Natam holds that Nida is not an Erva, there's no Yehorg Val Yava. And the Rambam is Kimat explicitly Faker. The Rambam says a few times, Nida Mechlal Harais. Nida is an exception to the rule that what? That despite the fact that it is an Erva, the Vlad is not a Mamza and the Kedush are not Tofsin. The Rabbi Natam holds that Nida is an exception to the rule, despite the fact that there's Kares, it's not called Gilya Reis. So that's a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbi Natam. Would you say Yehorek Bal Yavar on Boala Nida or not? In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes the Tshuvas Ramban, that it is, that Nida is Yehorek Bal Yavar. He paskens like the Ramban and the Rambam. They both hold that Nida is Yehorek Bal Yavar. They don't talk about someone holding a gun to my head. They talk about that the husband has to take his wife's blood pressure. He has to take her pulse. In order to know the husband is a doctor, he has to know how to treat his wife. So they say that kirub basar, which may be derech chiba, it's his wife and he's holding her hand. So that may be an isa deraisa. That may be considered abizrahu of gilya reis. There is a machlokes and rishonim. Whether you only say Yehorg Vayavar, an actual Gilya Reis itself, or even Abizrayu of Gilya Reis, even he assumed that it related to Gilya Reis. Like we spoke about that case, the guy took the girl on a date and they were in the Ferris wheel on top, and then the one who was running the Ferris wheel turned off the electricity and he went home. And they were screaming, let us down, let us down. And he didn't hear them, so he went home. So the girl said, she can't stay here. It's an Issa Yichud. It was his thumb was still shining. But they're going to be there all night, so it's going to be an Issa Yichud. The boy said, are you crazy? You're going to get killed if you climb down. So she insisted she has to climb down. So she started climbing down, and she broke a leg. And she sued the company, because her religious convictions require of her that she's not allowed to be there. So she had an expert witness come and testify. Maybe he gave Eda Sheker. She got a rabbi to testify that that's the din. In Shulchan Aruch, it's a stir between two simonim. But they say, only on Gilei Arayis, or even Abizrayu of Gilei Arayis. So that's the question. Maybe Yichud of Anida, is that she was an Erva because she was a single girl, she was Anida. So according to Rabbi Natam, you don't say Yehorek Val Yavar. Rabbi Natam says Beferish in the Sefer Yosha. But in the Yerudeya, they don't quote that Rabbi Natam. Yerudeya, they quote the Tshuvas Ramban, who assumes like the Rambam, that not only is there Yehorek Val Yavar on Anida, even on Abizrayu of the Anida, the husband holding his wife's arm, to take the feel of pulse to see how to treat the wife. So that's a question. So if you hold that Anida is not an Erva, maybe that's the answer to the kasha. We learn out from a pasuk that yichud arayis is us. Maybe arayis is only those that are chabikrisus. Would there be an isa yichud arayis a kohen with a grusha who's single? So yichud penuya David goes aleha. That's David Amalek who goes a yichud with a penuya. Question is, if the girl is a penuya nida, a nida penuya, the fact that she's a nida, does that make it that it's an isa yichud arayis? Because Nida is an Erva, or would you say, no, Nida is not an Erva? So that's the Machloikas. So this is a question. When you say, Yichud Arayis is also, Arayis means only Arayis Chavi Krisis, or maybe Chavi Lavin also. So the Prisha writes in Ebenezer, when the Shulchan Aruch, when the Torah has a dinam of Yichud, so the Prisha writes, even Chavi Lavin is also Nisa Yichud Arayis. Chazanish also brings a raya from the Gemara, because the Gemara in the first parak in Soito discusses when a husband takes his wife to the Beis HaMikdash to drink the Maim HaMarim. So right now she's a Sur Al Baila. Vinitma, Vinitma, Vinitma. It's an Isar Esay. If you have a Soito, Vadai, if you know for sure that the wife had an affair with someone else, then the Gemara says that there's a lav. Lo yichot ba'ali rishon shishoch losho v'lekach ta'achar eshahu tamah. So if it's a Saita Vada, there's a love. If it's a Saita Sofik, with the Parsha Sashavua describes a Saita, that's a Saita Sofik, that's Kini Astira. Gemara said that's an Isa Rasei. So the Gemara has a whole Machlokes Hatanoim. Is there an Isa Yichud on his way to Yerushalayim with his wife? There's an Isa. Does he have to rent two different rooms in the motel? Or can they sleep in this? He's not allowed to be with her. He's not allowed to sleep with his wife. Because an Isa Rasei. But is there an Isa Yichud? So that's a Machlokes Hatanoim. What's the Machlokes? So one Tana holds no Issa Yichud because he's on his way to have a drink to my mamarim. So it's going to become mutter. So just like ishto nido, there's no isa yichud because yesh lo pas besalo, he knows she's going to go to mikveh soon. Sometimes a woman keeps on having dam, and they can't stop the dam, so then it's taka isa yichud. The only time it's mutter to be misyachid with your wife, ishto nido, is it'll take another day, it'll take another couple of days, take another week. But if it's already months and months, let's say the wife doesn't want to go to mikveh, she's angry at her husband. So then there's an isa yichud, they're not allowed to be together. The only time there's a heta yichud is if it's suga bashashanim, if it's yesh lepas besaloi. So that's the Chazon Ish brings a wife in that sugya, even though there's no koris by a husband with ishtai soita sofik, there's no koris. There isn't even a lav, it's only an isar asay by soita sofik. Still, the Gemara discusses the possibility of an isa yichud, and the Tana who is mekel, because he holds that it's like ishtai nido. So you see from the Gemara, you don't have to have koris. And others, dings of the Chazon Ish is why they hold no. Yichud is only yichud arayis. Arayis means koris. And soita sofik is different because the Gemara says tumaksiv bokarayis. The pasuk says v'nitmo, so that's compared to arayis. So maybe by nido, if you all like the rabbinatam that nido is not bichlalo arayis, there's no yehark bal yavis, and maybe there never was any yisa yichud in the first place on a nido. You don't have to figure out where is the heter. There's no yisa in the first place because it's not in arayis. And the Yisra of Yichud is only Yichud Arayis, not Yichud Chavilavin. So that's a discussion. We have a din. Tesis quotes from Ksubas Davdala the Manalev. We have a din. In fact, the Maharam Lublin on this Tesis is famous. The Poskim quoted in the Chuvas. Tesis quotes the din. Yichud Ishtei Nida. There's no Yisra Yichud by Ishtei Nida, except Kodim Birishayna. Let's say it was a Chupas Nida, and the Kala didn't go to Mikvah. So then who Yoshim Beit Anoshim? So that's a big machloikas. That iser yichud koydem b'irishayna. Is that an iser deraisa or is that an iser derabbanan? So the Maharam Lublin over here on this tesis learns that it's an iser deraisa. And the Rambam is also mashma that it's an iser deraisa. The Rambam writes yichud of ishta nidas mutter because the Rambam writes nidas bechlal harayis. So even if you hold yichud is only harayis, the Rambam holds that nida is an erva. Not like that Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam writes that Yichud Ishtei Nida is mut only after Birishayna, and the way he sounds like he's presenting it sounds like Kodim Birishayna is an Issa Yichud Deraisa. That's really in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote Amachlekes HaRishayna about that. They quote the Raivin in the Balei HaNefesh. The Raivin wrote a separate sefer on Hilchas Nida, that's called Balei HaNefesh. So the Raivin's opinion is quoted. The Loshan HaGemara Derek Subis is Hu Yoshin Beno Anoshim, Beishti Yishayna Beno Anoshim. Tosis quotes Loi Boal, if it's Ishta Nida, Kodim Birishan, Hu Yashim in Anoshim. So the Ravid says it's more Chomer than an Issa Yichud. You need a double Shmir. You can't just have another person sleeping in the house to take off the Issa Yichud. It's a separate Zera the Rabban, it's not an Issa Yichud. And the Ravid holds that the only problem of Yichud, Kodim Birishayna, is Balaila, when they're going to sleep. By Yom, there's no Issa. Let's say the Kala didn't go to Mikveh yet. So Balayla, when they're going to go to sleep, so then we're afraid they're going to sleep together. They may violate the din. It's a new gzeira. But by Yom, the Rabbi holds that there's no Issa Yichud. And Balayla, you need a double shmir. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rabbi. The Ramah quotes the Rabbi, Lahachmer, that Balayla, you need a double shmir. And by Yom is also Machmer. By Yom is also, not like the Rabbi, like the other Rishonim, that it's a regular Issa Yichud. The Rabbi holds not a regular Issa Yichud. It's a new gzeira. It's a new gzeira, the Rabbanon. So this Taisus is relevant for Allah. Yeah, Taisus just says that we learn from the Pasuk that a mother and a son, there's a heta yichud. Why is that? Because there's no desire for a son to sleep with his mother. They're not going to violate the din. So ish denida, lacha birishayna also, yesh lepas besalo. That's how the Gemara says in the end of Kiddushin, a brother and a sister, there's no issa yichud, but they're not allowed to share an apartment together on a long-term basis. They're but not Dorim Achosa. Sometimes you have a brother and a sister coming from Canada, so the sister's going to Stern College, brother's going to Yeshiva, so they want to save money on a dormitory room, so they rent an apartment together. So that's not permissible. A brother and a sister should rent an apartment together and live for a long time in the same apartment. If the parents went away for Shabbos, so we assume there's no Issa Yichud. But if the parents are not there at all, They're going to be together for a month. So that's the question. What's the cutoff point? When is it also? When is it mut? When is it yichud? It's mut. And when is it dar that it's also?
Is it the same for a father and a daughter? We say it for a mother and a son. Is one way to say the same for father and daughter?
Father, daughter also. There's no way to say yichud at all. Whenever there's no desire. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what Tosis says. Since yesh lo pas pesalo by yishta nida, so there's no desire. And the same thing by a brother and a sister, there's no isa yichud to live on a long-term basis is asa. But for a short period of time, there's no isa. Everything is based on that same pasuk, that a mother with a son, there's no isa yichud. So the chachamim established whenever we know, there's no desire. So it's mutter.
Would adoptive parents be the same thing? Because like adopted from birth, the relationship we create is like a...
It's almost the same as parents. They say the likelihood of the parent practicing incest with their own child is slightly higher by adopted children than it is by natural children. Slightly higher. But still pretty insignificant. So that's why there's room to have a machleka. So the last Lubavitcher Rebbe made a whole tumult about that if you adopt children, there's an isa yichud. And so that's why Lubavitcher usually don't adopt. If they cannot show them, usually don't adopt. Because the Rebbe sent in this letter to the Oitzar Poskim and they printed it in volume 2. And Rav Soloveitchiker and Moshe both thought not so. Even though the incidence of incest is slightly higher than it is by naturally born children, but still it's pretty far-fetched. So they thought that that's enough to be matter. And Moshe wrote this tshuva. It was only printed in a very late volume of the Igros Moshe, but it's dated from Europe. It was written, and Shul was written when Moshe was still in Europe. He didn't include it in his earlier volumes, but he didn't back out. They don't think that he backed out from it. And he proves from a Gemara like that. It would appear from the Gemara that if the children were adopted, so they sit around the table, and the stepbrother and sister, they poke each other in the arm, and they kid around. It seems like they treat each other naturally. It sounds from the Gemara that they treat each other like a brother and a sister. If there would be an Issa Yichud, so the Gemara in the end of Saita wouldn't read straight. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow is Thursday. Okay, so people have a choice. Thursday, I think this year is normal, 12:45. So we should take a poll whether people want to hear a little Gemara,
yeah,
or they want to hear Parshas HaShavua. Tomorrow is 12:45?
Yes.
Okay. Someone should take a poll. Good.
With the adoption shoulder, the same points to the gear, not just the foot, like touching each other?
Yeah, yeah.
Same.
That's what Moshe has in his tshuva. He shows from the Gemara that it was well listed.
Kissing all that bad stuff.
Yeah. Like a natural brother and a sister. Natural brother and sister, strictly speaking, is more than a kiss.
As a real relationship.